2025年初中学业水平考试模拟测试卷5英语听力测试。一、听句子选图片。你将听到五个句子，请选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，有一幅图是多余的。每个句子读两遍。
1. My favorite food is the hamburger. My favorite food is the hamburger.
2. I'm looking forward to visiting the Sydney Opera House. I'm looking forward to visiting the Sydney Opera House.
3. It's going to rain, so please take your umbrella. It's going to rain, so please take your umbrella.
4. My little sister wants to buy a red lantern. My little sister wants to buy a red lantern.
5. The boy likes playing basketball with his friend. The boy likes playing basketball with his friend.
2. 听短对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题。请根据对话内容选出最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
6. Do you like maths?
It's all right, but I prefer history.
Do you like maths?
It's all right, but I prefer history.
7. Did you have fun at the party last night?
Yes, I was happy to meet my old friends again.
Did you have fun at the party last night?
Yes, I was happy to meet my old friends again. 8. Basketball is a good sport. It's very popular in China.
I think so.I usually play it on weekends.
Basketball is a good sport. It's very popular in China.
I think so. I usually play it on weekends. 9. You look unhappy, Ben. What's wrong?
I lost my favorite pen on my way to school.
You look unhappy, Ben. What's wrong?
I lost my favorite pen on my way to school.
10. What can I do for you, boy?
I want to borrow some picture books.
What can I do for you, boy?
I want to borrow some picture books.
3. 听长对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
What's the date today, David?
It's June the 13th. Why?
Father's Day is on June the 15th this year. Don't you remember?
Oh, I really forgot about it. That day is for fathers in many countries.
So what shall we give to our father as a present?
How about a tie?
Oh no. He has many ties.
Shall we buy a t-shirt for him?
That's a good idea. His t-shirt has gone out of date. Let's go shopping at 8:30, shall we?
What about 30 minutes earlier? The mall closes at 10:30.
All right. See you then.
See you.
What's the date today, David?
It's June the 13th. Why?
Father's Day is on June the 15th this year. Don't you remember?
Oh, I really forgot about it. That day is for fathers in many countries.
So what shall we give to our father as a present?
How about a tie?
Oh no. He has many ties.
Shall we buy a t-shirt for him?
That's a good idea. His t-shirt has gone out of date. Let's go shopping at 8:30, shall we?
What about 30 minutes earlier? The mall closes at 10:30.
All right. See you then.
See you.
请听第二段对话，回答第14至16小题。
Come in, please.
Good morning. My name is Mary. Mr. Brown said he would wait for me at this time and accept my interview about the school rules.
Sorry, Mr. Brown is talking with the guests now. Please wait for a while. He will be back in 10 minutes.
Okay.Excuse me, what time is it by your watch now?
It's 5:10 now.
I want to take a walk in the school. And then I'll be back.
That couldn't be better. Come in, please.
Good morning. My name is Mary. Mr. Brown said he would wait for me at this time and accept my interview about the school rules.
Sorry.Mr. Brown is talking with the guests now. Please wait for a while. He will be back in 10 minutes.
Okay. Excuse me, what time is it by your watch now?
It's 5:10 now.
I want to take a walk in the school. And then I'll be back.
That couldn't be better.
请听第三段对话，回答第17至20小题。
Kevin, busy doing anything?
Oh, Helen, I'm preparing a speech for tomorrow's class. It's about a girl named Tracy Woods.
What's special about her?
She brought some dogs to help children in special education schools. She believes that dogs can help them make their lives better.
Putting dogs into the schools? I'm afraid they may mess up the schools.
Don't worry. All the dogs are specially trained. There are 40 dogs working with children aged from 6 to 18 now.
Wow, what an interesting story.
Yeah, I hope my classmates will love the story too.
Kevin, busy doing anything?
Oh, Helen.I'm preparing a speech for tomorrow's class. It's about a girl named Tracy Woods.
What's special about her?
She brought some dogs to help children in special education schools. She believes that dogs can help them make their lives better.
Putting dogs into the schools? I'm afraid they may mess up the schools.
Don't worry. All the dogs are specially trained.There are 40 dogs working with children aged from 6 to 18 now.
Wow, what an interesting story.
Yeah, I hope my classmates will love the story too.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文。请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
My name is Peter Brown. I'm a farmer, and I live with my children and grandchildren. Our farmhouse isn't large, but it is very nice. We keep some cows in a building and that building is more modern than our own house. We also have a simple chicken house. We have about 20 hens and ducks. And we have large fields over there. We grow wheat and corn. I often ride a horse across the hills behind the farm. We like the farm. Farming is healthy for our life. My name is Peter Brown. I'm a farmer, and I live with my children and grandchildren. Our farmhouse isn't large, but it is very nice. We keep some cows in a building, and that building is more modern than our own house. We also have a simple chicken house. We have about 20 hens and ducks. And we have large fields over there. We grow wheat and corn. I often ride a horse across the hills behind the farm. We like the farm. Farming is healthy for our life.
五，听短文填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容将所缺信息填入答题卡对应的横线上，每空一词。短文读三遍。
On normal days, Michael is a college art teacher in San Francisco, the U.S. But on the 15th of each month,He'll make and mend clothes for free, in the poorest area in San Francisco. For almost 15 years, Michael has kept on mending clothes for poor or homeless people there. He's made many friends in the area, and his caring spirit has encouraged many people living there. Michael's act is a great example of doing something good with whatever talent you have right now. This is a living example of the famous saying,Do what you can with what you have, no matter where you are. All of Michael's acts have helped him understand things that he couldn't understand before. A small act of kindness can bring smiles to millions of faces, and it makes my life more meaningful, Michael said.
On normal days, Michael is a college art teacher in San Francisco, the U.S.But on the 15th of each month, he'll make and mend clothes for free, in the poorest area in San Francisco. For almost 15 years, Michael has kept on mending clothes for poor or homeless people there. He's made many friends in the area, and his caring spirit has encouraged many people living there. Michael's act is a great example of doing something good with whatever talent you have right now.This is a living example of the famous saying, do what you can with what you have, no matter where you are. All of Michael's acts have helped him understand things that he couldn't understand before. A small act of kindness can bring smiles to millions of faces, and it makes my life more meaningful, Michael said.
On normal days, Michael is a college art teacher in San Francisco.The U.S. But on the 15th of each month, he'll make and mend clothes for free, in the poorest area in San Francisco. For almost 15 years, Michael has kept on mending clothes for poor or homeless people there. He's made many friends in the area, and his caring spirit has encouraged many people living there. Michael's act is a great example of doing something good with whatever talent you have right now.This is a living example of the famous saying, do what you can with what you have, no matter where you are. All of Michael's acts have helped him understand things that he couldn't understand before. A small act of kindness can bring smiles to millions of faces, and it makes my life more meaningful, Michael said.
听力测试到此结束。